check out our St. Thomas Aquinas Hymn Library, here on our 34th episode of
Christus Vincit, Christus Regnat, Christus Imperat.
From Rhode Island, where potholes are the size of the parking lot, It's Christus Vincit. Today's features, Christus Vincit Sports, Corpus Christi, St. Thomas Aquinas, and Hymnody. The good, the bad, and the ugly. With musical guests, the Oogly. And now, a man who just gave his 2 weeks' notice from his busboy's job at the Chateau de Vasco de Neteta. Here's Brian Michael Page.
Hello and welcome. Today is June 19th, 2006, the Monday after Corpus Christi. And today on our calendar is the Monday of the 11th week of Ordinary Time and the optional memorial for St. Romuald. Here's the psalm of the day. Psalm 116 for Corpus Christi, as written and led by yours truly. This, by the way, was our responsorial psalm for all the masses this weekend. Here's Seamus O'Reilly, waiting ever so impatiently at our sports desk.
We rudely interrupt this program to bring you the following Christus Vincit News Bulletin.
Last Thursday, the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops voted to approve the new translation of Holy Mass by a whopping 173-29 vote. Put that in your Crystal's Vengeance sports segment, folks. Yes, we, so far, have gotten a new translation. Now we just got to get it past Rome. Here's some of the things you're going to see, by the way. You're pretty much going to see Gloria be translated almost back to the 1964, very similar. The 64 was a lot more faithful to the Latin. Matter of fact, the whole idea is to have the entire Mass translation more faithful to the Latin. Holy, 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 Lord God of power and might will now become holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts, if Rome approves the proposed translation. Some other good news, too. The response to the Lord be with you will now be the proper and with your spirit, which is the actual translation of Et Cum Spiritu Tuo. So keep an eye out, folks. Somebody did ask for an educated guess how long it was going to take to get Rome to approve this and when it was going to take place and all that stuff. I told them, you know, worst case scenario, it's going to be about 2 years. Okay, and I'm figuring 6 months for the approval. I can tell you it ain't going to be any more than that because Cardinal Lorenzo does not want to fool around with this. He wants this done. He wants it done right. And probably another 12 to 18 months for a promulgation date. Something, you know, just give people some time for some little education on this matter. You know, tell them, you know, this is what's going to happen, and, you know, consult the books because this is what it's going to be. That type of thing. So, our new translation has been approved by the U.S. bishops. Now we're just waiting for word from Rome. We will now return you to your regularly scheduled programming. Christus Vinci presents Christus Vinci Sports. And here's your Bush League correspondent, Seamus O'Reilly.
I think.
Hey, hello there, sports fans. Seamus here again. Now, since the true sports segment continues one more time, we're almost done with these playoff thingies here. Wow, these can be more monotonous than baseball. Let's see what we have here, anyway. The Stanley Cup Finals in the NHL, the Archbishop Collins Edmonton Oilers and the Bishop Cosman Carolina Hurricanes in Carolina are tied at 3 games apiece. We will be crowning a bishop after tonight's game. Will it be Archbishop Collins? Or will it be Bishop Cosman, who will soon have to turn it over to Bishop Burbage? Tune in tonight at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Or if you miss it tonight, tune in tomorrow on the blog, because the winner will be crowned on the blog tomorrow. In the NBA playoffs, best of seven finals there. The Archbishop Favalora Miami Heat leads the Bishop Grauman Dallas Mavericks by a score of 3-2. Next game will be tomorrow night in Dallas, Texas at 9 o'clock Eastern Time.
And you can catch up on all of that and more at crystalsvinci.blogspot.com. We're here to make your ordinary time extraordinary.
Got any fish?
Go fish. Seamus gonna get more than what he's bargaining for. But anyways, we'll be back with a rundown of this weekend's music, and we're going to explore hymns by St. Thomas Aquinas. And we also have a brand spanking new episode of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly for you. And finally, a multi-instrumentalist and vocalist, Fugly, is going to give us some music. So please don't go away.
Do you feel tired the moment you wake up? When every day is like the one before, with the same traffic jams, the same tedious work, no inspiration, no energy. Then why not start your day with a daily breakfast with Father Roderick? Music, news, inspiration, and lots of talk about movies, TV, books, and about the world of today from the perspective of a Catholic priest. So head over to dailybreakfast.com and subscribe. There is just no better way to start your day.
Yesterday, what did we sing at Mass yesterday?
Yesterday was the Feast of Corpus Christi, yes, the Body and Blood of Christ. Well, here's our music lineup for this weekend just past. For our introit hymn, You Satisfy the Hungry Heart, classic text by Omer Westendorf. The tune is called Bicentennial, written by Robert E. Kreutz. And this was dubbed the official hymn of the 41st Eucharistic Congress in Philadelphia in 1976. Okay, some of you are probably asking, why would you program You Satisfy the Hungry Heart as an opening hymn? Well, let's see here, addressing Jesus Christ. You satisfy the hungry heart with gift of finest wheat. Now, let's see what the real introit for the day is. That is the one assigned in the Roman Missal. The Lord fed his people with finest wheat and honey. Their hunger was satisfied. Pretty close, don't you think? Well, anyways, for the Gloria, of course, Gloria of the Bells by Alexander Pelequin. The psalm was the one you had heard earlier towards the beginning of the show. Psalm 116 with, I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. And it is the actual lectionary translation written musically by yours truly. The Alleluia, of course, was the standard mode 6 chant. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. With the verse being sung to psalm tone 6. Matches pretty well. For the offertory, depending on what mass you heard, well, you did hear A Panis Angelicus. Two different settings, mind you. For the non-choral masses, that is the 4:30 Saturday anticipated mass, or the 7:30 or 9 o'clock on Sunday morning, you heard the hymn setting by Louis Lambalot. Matter of fact, many of you sang the hymn setting by Louis Lambalot. The actual tune name is Sacris Solemnis. You'll learn about that association in just a few minutes. Now, at the 10:30 Mass, the choir sang the classic setting of Panis Angelicus, as written by the late Parisian organist and composer César Franck. You can hear this one on Father Finelli's latest iPadre episode, number 24, titled Corpus Christi. I'll have a link for that in today's show notes. Now, for music during the Liturgy of the Eucharist and Communion Rite, we're doing the Peoples/Danish Combo Mass, which I mentioned last week. That's the Sanctus and Agnus by Jan Vermuls from Peoples Mass, and the Danish tone for Christ has died and the triple Amen. The Lord's Prayer, as usual, the standard chant from the Roman Missal in English. Now, communion, again, depending on which Mass you went to, the communion hymn at the 4:30 Saturday or the 7:30 and 9 on Sunday was Eat This Bread. The text was written by Robert Bettistini, and Jacques Berthier collaborated with the music on this John 6 based responsory for the Taizé community. At the 10:30 choral mass, the choir did Mozart's Ave Verum Corpus, one of the few Eucharistic classics that Thomas Aquinas did not write. The Latin text for this one is actually by Pope Innocent VI, back in the 14th century. Finally, our recessional hymn was At the Lamb's High Feast We Sing, a hymn that we taught to the people of Holy Ghost just after Easter. And that, by the way, was for the non-choral mass. Our 10:30 mass ended, but not with a hymn, but with an outdoor procession with the Blessed Sacrament. So we started off with the O Salutaris Hostia, using the Anthony Werner tune, very popular tune in these parts, though it's not in too many hymnals. Most hymnals use the tune written by Abbe Gerdon Duguay. Now, we head out the door singing the hymn, Jesus My Lord, My God, My All, a beautiful classic. The tune is called Sweet Sacrament, named after its chorus, Sweet Sacrament, We Thee Adore. O make us love Thee more and more. The text comes to us from Father Frederick Faber, who wrote many classic hymn texts, including Faith of Our Fathers and There's a Wideness in God's Mercy. Now, upon finishing Jesus My Lord, we went into O Sacrament Most Holy, using the tune Non Dignus. That's the tune that is used for O Lord, I Am Not Worthy. Now, this is something that kind of impressed me. As we turned the corner back into the lot from Judson Street, there was an older lady walking her dog. Well, she had stopped, waited for us to cross. She waited for the whole thing to get across, and even joined us in singing the O Sacrament Most Holy while waiting her turn to cross. Talk about a great respect for the Blessed Sacrament from someone who just happens to be one of the neighbors. It was awesome. Anywho, eventually we got back into church. We pretty much circled the church. And Father said a brief prayer, and then we sang the Tantum Ergo using the Mode 3 tune used for the Panjai Lingua. From there, we chant the Divine Praises monotone. And after that is done, we also chant this prayer monotone. May the heart of Jesus in the most blessed sacrament be praised, adored, and loved with grateful affection at every moment in all the tabernacles of the world, even until the end of time. Amen. Final hymn was Holy God, We Praise Thy Name. Now for something on the lighter side. Here is Foogly. And that was Fugly with a contemporary rendition of Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence. Fugly is a multi-instrumentalist with medieval and Renaissance influences, and he comes to us courtesy of the Podsafe Music Network, music.podshow.com. The hymn itself, Let All Mortal Flesh Keep Silence, comes from the 4th century liturgy of St. James and is translated by Gerard Moultrie, who died in 1885. The hymn tune Picardy is a French hymn tune from the 17th century. And we'll be back. Don't go away.
Hi, this is Father Jay Finelli from iPadre Catholic Podcast.
iPadre.
Interviews, stories, news, music, all things Catholic and then some. Drop by our site at iPadre.net. That's iPadre.net. God love you.
iPadre.
Definitely check out the iPadre for his two newest episodes. Number 23, which takes you on a walking tour of Medjugorje, and number 24, which covers the Solemnity of Corpus Christi and features the Holy Ghost Choir as one of his musical guests. It is there where you will hear the choir sing the César Franck Panis Angelicus. And now, speaking of which, we're going to explore the author of the beloved Latin text of Panis Angelicus. St. Thomas Aquinas was a philosopher and a theologian, and he was declared a doctor of the Church, as well as patron of Catholic universities, colleges, and schools. He was born in 1225, died in the year 1274. In his early 20s, Thomas joined the Dominican Order. He was detained in Rocca Secca, his birthplace, for nearly 2 years by his own family, who was determined to destroy his vocation to priestly life. In his short life, just short of 50 years, he was quite the writer. One of his writings, by order of Pope Urban IV, was the Officium de Festo Corporis Christi, or the Office of the Feast of the Body of Christ, Corpus Christi, which included some hymns. Now, you'll probably remember some of these titles that I'm going to mention from an earlier episode called Little Hymn, Big Hymn. Anyways, one of the hymns that Thomas wrote was Sacris Solemniis. Now, little do many know that the finale to Sacris Solemniis, the last two verses, is the beloved Panis Angelicus. So now we know why Louis Lambalot, a French Jesuit, gave the name Sacris Solemniis to the tune that he wrote for Panis Angelicus. Now there is also Verbum Supernum Prodiens, which ends with the familiar adoration hymn O Salutaris Hostia. And then, you have the Pange Lingua Gloriosi that we sing on Holy Thursday. And that is when the Blessed Sacrament is carried in solemn procession to a repository at the end of Mass. Once the Blessed Sacrament reaches the repository, the last two verses are sung. The equally familiar Tantum Ergo Sacramentum. And yes, it's another adoration hymn. We do use that for adoration, that is actually done at the benediction. Now, also in this Corpus Christi office is the sequence used for Mass, Laudation Salvatorem. Now, often the last four verses appear alone, and that is the Ecce Panis Angelorum. The entire project is masterfully and beautifully authored by none other than St. Thomas Aquinas. Now let's add one more hymn to his collection outside the office. Adoro te devote. Yes, Thomas Aquinas also wrote Adoro Te Devote, another Eucharistic hymn, by the way. Many know it in English as Godhead Here in Hiding. Thomas Aquinas was canonized by Pope John XXII in the year 1323. He remains a part of our choir's mini litany of musical saints. Saint Thomas Aquinas, a champion in the Eucharistic hymnody for over seven centuries. And now, time for the good, the bad, and the ugly. Brought to you by
the Chateau de Vasco de la Chapelle. This less than beautiful church in the Toledo, Ohio, is in the round, with the altar in the middle, and tables of plenty for your dining pleasure. The waiters, the ministers extraordinaire de Holy Communion, will bring the communion right to you. Check out the links in the show notes.
In this edition of The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, we're going to process into church here on the beautiful solemnity of Corpus Christi. Here we go. The good. There's a slew of them. Give the finest wheat. Hallelujah, sing to Jesus. At the Lamb's high feast we sing. Shepherd of souls, take your pick. The bad. We come to your table. Table of plenty. Gather us in. All are welcome. The ugly.
All are welcome, sung by the waiters and the maitre d' at the Chateau de Vasco. Why, you don't like dining at the Chateau de Vasco?
Well, I guess that answers your question there, Mr. Dude with French accent, you. Ego sum Brianis Michaelis Pagina, et hoc verbo ascripto. I'm Brian Michael Page, and I approve this message.
Cast your vote for our podcast, Christus Fidget by name. Some may insist that this show's on crack, but for shame, us is totally whack. So please get me to Podcast Valley. If we don't win, that's okay, for it's one procedure a month for us.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Page, reminding you to go down to PodcastAlley.com and give us a vote. PodcastAlley.com, where you can vote for us and all our friends at Disciples with Microphones. So please, don't be left in the cold by leaving us out in the cold. Go vote for us at Podcast Alley today.
For it's one, two, three steps, you're done. Vote for us today.
Okay, by the way, yeah, the words is one procedure a month, okay? My son was telling me when he first heard that jingle, he thought that it was one full seizure a month.
Please vote for us, one procedure a month. That way there, we're not going into one full seizure a month. And please, don't forget our friends at
Disciples with Microphones. Individual podcasters united with a single goal, to live the new evangelization, bringing truth to podcasting through shows such as these.
Welcome to the Weekly Roman Observer, our news commentary on the Holy Father's newspaper.
I'm Father Seraphim Bishoner, host of Catholic Under the Hood.
I am Father Stephen Cuyus, a Filipino missionary of the Sacred Heart.
My name is Greg Willits.
And I'm Jennifer.
And we welcome you once again to the Rosary Army Podcast.
This is Brian Noe from the Verbum Domini Podcast.
This is Michael Kreidler from the Breadcast.
Dick Loris, and welcome to Going Four. This is your host, George Lee.
Welcome to CatholicJukebox.com presents Catholic Rockers.
This is the Catholic Cast.
True Knights Combat Training. Podcasting for purity.
The Catholic Mormon Podcast. I'm Rob.
I'm Sarah.
My name is Lisa Marrero, and blessed to be Catholic.
DisciplesWithMicrophones.org. Baptize your earbuds.
Got some footnotes here before we close out today's show. One, check out the latest liturgical dance craze, a hit on many blogs. On today's show notes, you will find a link right to the clip as it appears in the YouTube website. Yesterday ended the formal choir season of 2005-2006. Our next choir rehearsal will begin right after Labor Day, and that will begin the 2006-2007 season. Choir members are still welcome, of course, to come join us in song at any of the weekend masses during the summer months. Our diocese has lost a longtime organist, by the way. Bertrand Massey, organist and music director of 39 years at St. Cecilia's Church in Pawtucket, Rhode Island, has died. One of his previous parishes was St. Joseph's Church in Central Falls, where I made my first communion. We at Christus Vincit send our condolences to his family, which includes son Pierre Massey, who is also a well-known organist. Bert Massey was 80 years old. Also, don't forget to send us your feedback. We have a link to the message board on the sidebar of the website. And you can also send email to this podcast at bpage69@yahoo.com. That's bpage69@yahoo.com. And let us know what you think. I want to thank you for joining me on our show today. Hopefully you'll join us again next week. And until then, I am Brian Michael Page. Peace. Christus Vincit is the member of Ratzinger's Wattweilers, the B Team, the Christus Vincit Network, and the Disciples with Microphones. Uh-huh, wee-wee. You got the king.
Catfish.
Huh? You got the king right there, you cheater.
Bye-bye.